This is Mae Bressel on KAZU-FM in Pacific Grove, California. We take a half hour of telephone calls if you want, or else I'll discuss some events in the news. I bring in articles and share those with you. And if you've read some books this week or news articles or seen something on television, this is the time to call in. Or any questions about past broadcasts, the number here is 375-3082. And I have some pledge cards here. This week, they're raising money at the station for pledges. Usually at the end of the first half hour, I ask for money for the station. If you have $500, you can be a lifetime member. If you have $100, you can be a Grand Kazoo subscriber. $40 a year, a patron of the airwaves. $25, a basic backer. $15, student and senior. You can telephone and call and pledge some money if you would like. And what I wanted from World Watchers, I don't know if anything comes in or how much or when. I suggested $1 a week just for the privilege of getting so much information and research, which actually costs hundreds of dollars for me, newspapers and copying machine equipment and the mechanics of filing and so forth. That is donated free, the research, and it's shared here on this station and other stations around the country. So if you want to make a donation and call, you can call here, 375-3082. I also want to make one correction about the location of the fundraising. I thought it'd be around, somebody told me it was over at MPC. It isn't it? It's at the Monterey Institute of Foreign Studies on Van Buren in Monterey, 440 Van Buren. The theater is in back of the main building right in Van Buren. There's an auditorium, the Morse Auditorium. There's going to be a comic presentation tomorrow night, and I think I'm going to go for sure. Marx Brothers, Betty Boop, Spanky and Our Gang, W.C. Fields, Donald Duck, Looney Tunes, Ronald Reagan. A few minutes of Ronald Reagan. I don't think the scenes in this movie will equal the ones that are on the Vicky Morgan tapes. These are the sanitized Ronald Reagan. But this way, you can have two full hours of having a good time and sharing the experience with other people. And the fee is very small, and it goes to Kazoo, the radio station. I don't want to make a mistake on that. I think it's $4, 8 p.m., $4.50, and $3 for younger people. And you can squat down like Groucho Marx used to. Get in as a shorty. No, $4.50. And the money goes right to the station, and they need it. So you combine an evening, a social gathering, getting together. I thought we'd have a picnic over by MPC. There's a place out in the grass where you can take a potluck supper and all meet afterwards, but there's no place at the Monterey Institute. So if you want to go, it would be fun and share that evening. I did mark a few of things. There wasn't much on television this week. There are movies all the time about historic events. Some of them are hysterical in their presentation, but they're pretty good. They're better than nothing because after you see it, then we can discuss them or evaluate them. There really isn't much this week. If you never saw Exodus, the story of Jewish people trying to land in Palestine before it became Israel and having the ships blocked by the British and also by Jews already over there, but it doesn't tell that part of the history. You can get that in the new Penthouse magazine, Chris Simpson's story on Otto von Bolschwing and the setting up of the Haganah with the Nazis and top Nazi agents and the Jews over in Palestine working with Jews leaving Europe. And that's the article on Otto von Bolschwing. That's in Penthouse. But Exodus, part two, part one's tonight, part two is tomorrow night. And if you want to see that, and there is a two-part movie on Golda Meir. She was born in Milwaukee and went on to be the prime minister of Israel. And that's an interesting switch. I knew her history a long time ago, and I haven't studied it for a long time. And I think of Milwaukee and Wisconsin and the nest of Joe McCarthy and the politics of Milwaukee and how this woman, a Jew, goes over to Palestine. It becomes Israel. She's the prime minister. And it becomes really a very racist, Nazi, pro-fascist state. And maybe I ought to reread the history of Golda Meir and see who she was with, members of the Haganah, what was her background. But that's on at Channel 2, Wednesday night, that is. Exodus is Tuesday night. And also Wednesday night on Channel 46, there is a two-hour story on cults, Blinded by the Light. It's the story of a brother trying to get his sister out of a cult. and that might be of interest to you. Years of Darkness on Channel 9, that's Thursday night, and that is a story of Belgian families and French families taking care of Jewish children so they wouldn't be sent to the concentration camps. And if this interests you, on Friday night, Channel 5, the Naras Foundation, people who think they have lived before. That's a controversial subject, and do you think you came from another place? Are you interested in that subject? There's a lot of people who think they have. The Day of the Jackal is Channel 40. We don't get that down here, but that's the story of the Organization Army Secret, or the Secret Army Organization, the group that were hired to kill Charles de Gaulle and were also involved in the murder of John Kennedy later. De Gaulle survived, Kennedy didn't. And when de Gaulle wanted to find out who the people were behind the many attempted assassinations on his life, he fingered those people who had, in fact, killed John Kennedy. And a book, Farewell America, details that. 375-3082 if you want to call and make a pledge. This is Mae Bressel if you want to send money to Kazoo or share some of the things you have seen or heard. Also, Executive Action was listed in TV Guide, but it's up in Oakland. But Day of the Jackal and Executive Action, the murder of John Kennedy, will be coming around here. If they're up there, they'll come here. So I'll look next week or look through your TV Guide. If you have anything else to add, you can call me. There's a program going on at the Pacific Grove Art Museum in the evenings on the weekends, a fellow, James Nisbet Clark. And he sings songs of Jacques Brel. Many of you don't know the songs of Jacques Brel, the famous play Jacques Brel Is Alive. And living in Paris, he left Paris and went floating off to an island, left the scene in Paris. He was a very sensitive person, very much anti-war, had statements to make on the state of mankind and the condition we put ourselves in, far above most of the modern playwrights, not commercial in the sense that he sold out his values. And Mr. Clark wants to keep the message in the songs of Jacques Brel alive. He was the original light designer and stage manager for the Off-Broadway production that may still be playing now. It plays all over the world. And he has a one-man show Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night through July 30th, and it's $5. And it's nice to go there, and the money goes to the Art Center and to the Children's Experimental Theater. And you know how much I like live theaters compared to sitting home and watching the tube. It seems like a lot of money, but it isn't, because it goes to a valuable thing, the museum, and for children to study drama. And it's a good presentation. He's very good and personable, and I think you'd enjoy it. Here, I'll take a call now. Hello?
Hi, Mae, calling from Santa Cruz.
Yes.
I was wondering if you saw the Nightline panel discussion. It was either Wednesday or Thursday evening, the Ted Koppel Nightline.
Yeah, which one was it?
They were discussing the news media's role in the latest scandal.
Oh, which scandal? The Vicky Morgan or the stolen papers of the president?
The stolen papers.
The stolen papers?
And also including Vicky Morgan. But basically, they were examining the role of the media, and the question was, is the media biased?
Oh, is it ever?
And it
they're such slobs.
You didn't see it.
No, I didn't see it. Later, when World Watcher starts, we'll talk about the program he had with Robert Steinberg.
Yeah.
Last Monday night when I came home from World Watchers, I watched that. No, I didn't see that. Any of you listeners who are listening to programs on KGO or on television that you think I might want to see, I get busy reading and going through the newspapers and cross-filing and typing so that I don't just routinely sit in front of the television, but I would have wanted, what was the consensus of that?
Well, they did a phone-in poll, and they claim that 73%, I believe it was, of the American people feel that they're picking on the administration.
Picking on Reagan, you mean?
Yeah, that they wanted it, the American people would like to see it dropped.
Oh, that isn't consistent with other polls. There's your media again being
yeah.
so fair, right?
It's real odd and I guess frustrating. Because it shows how irrelevant
the
news media is because of the premises they operate under. For instance, they had a man named Ben Wattenberg.
Oh, he's awful.
And he was saying, well, gee, you know, if we go on like this, he might have had some point. I can imagine that some of the media does sensationalize, like everything is gate, 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 you know, at the drop of a hat. But he felt that, he said, well, you know, if we, as the news media, treat the government as corrupt, mm-hmm. then people are going to act like the government is corrupt.
No, we might change the government,
yeah,
God
exactly.
forbid. You know,
exactly.
It's not a question of if we treat it. If they are corrupt, just like the question of the congressman with the young people, young adults, you know, and if it's open season, like go to be a page and pick up your favorite congressman, it is corrupt, you know, and the thing is, like, the media isn't making it corrupt. They're only reporting what is unusual behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, Wattenberg, everyone on those major stations, you know, are really bad, but the thing is that...
well, there were some good people on the panel.
There were?
Yeah, there were a couple of reporters, and also...
Who was the best?
Well, there was a woman from an investigative department...
Mm-hmm.
Representing the media,
mm-hmm.
and I don't remember her name in the apartment. I'm sorry, it was Wednesday, and then there are a lot of people on. Also, Carter's press secretary. What's his name?
Jody Powell.
Yeah, Jody Powell mm-hmm. was on, and he was saying, well, you know, the media should look into it and remember that Watergate started out as just.
Yeah, well, what I was going to say.
A minor infraction or something like that.
Yeah, what I was going to say is that if you took a poll at the time of Watergate, actually, the president, Nixon, won in November, and Watergate happened in June.
Uh-huh.
And it would have been covered up forever if it hadn't been for James McCord.
Yeah, someone made that point. At least that point got made.
It did?
Yes.
Yeah, and they call it, you know, the gumshoes and the trivia. Well, they use all kinds of words to pass up. But you see... I've said this before, and I can say it over and over again, the course of history is not altered by the masses. Even things like the French or Russian Revolution were in the minds of a few people, not everybody. And if 90% of the people did nothing, and 10% was divided, 5% trying to take control, and the 5% opposing them, exposing their corruption... One or two corruptions, like a piece of scotch tape, can bring the attorney general to jail and the head of the administration, Haldeman, and Ehrlichman, and took Maurice Stans out of office, and 20 or 30 people went to jail, and Mr. Kleinitz, and it brought out the mind control programs, experiments, and the MK Ultra and the CIA domestically. Surely, I mean, that isn't the point. The point is, American people, whatever they want, they can continue to want it as long as we have the freedom to speak and to contact people and make some changes. You know, get books published like Martin Bormann, Nazi in Exile, or all these new books out. Nobody takes a poll whether they want a book on, say, the new book on Reagan's. Make believe. See, it's there if you want to read it. And the majority of people have always been... What should I use? Can I use a vulgarity on the air?
Far gone.
No, worse than that. You know,
far
I mean,
gone.
They're used.
Yeah.
They're expendable. They don't amount. Nobody has a meeting at a board meeting to think of what to do about the masses.
Uh-huh.
That's not what board meetings are for.
Yeah.
They look at their bank account and move in that direction, and they don't take a poll of the people who even own the stock.
Uh-huh. Well, I have two questions, and I'll give someone
okay.
else a chance. One is... what do you think is going to happen now in this investigation? What are your predictions?
Well, we'll take that mostly on World Watchers because it involves those, and I'm going to bring up some parts of it tonight
uh-huh.
in a few minutes because
okay,
it's an important question, and so we may as well not duplicate the time.
Okay.
What's the second question?
The second question is, what percent of the American people do you think have access or create access, allow themselves access to a different point of view from I would say you're an alternative media.
What?
And people like you and all the books that you've been mentioning and all the articles. How many, or what percent of the people do you think?
I don't even think, say, that you can figure percentages. I know, say, someone like Daniel Ellsberg worked at RAND. He worked in Vietnam. He worked with Walter Ross, with the Rostows. He suddenly got the light. I mean, you have to say what, you know, like you've got a whole lot of popcorn in a thing and it's all going to start to pop, and you may say, what piece of popcorn do you think is going to pop first? The heat's on and something's going to break and you can't guess the situation. There's latent in a lot of people memories of things they've heard at their dinner table, of their professor, of their conscience, of books they've read, of people they've emulated, you see. And at some point, there should be a study like, well, Daniel Ellsberg, what motivates him to get off the ship and say, I've had enough? Then Lewis Tackwood said, Ellsberg influenced me, I'm going to call halt, so he blew the squad 19th. Then the scotch tape is left, and McCord sends a note to the judge and says, too many sleazy things are going on. The FBI is covering up. The president's covering up. They're all liars. They threaten to kill me. Those aren't percentages. These are 1, 2, 3, 10 men that changed the course of history the last 10 years.
Yeah, you've made the point in the last couple of weeks that a lot is surfacing right now. And I'm just wondering what kind of effect it's going to have on the national psyche.
Well, see, you can't know because you don't know who is going to jump up and say, I've had enough. What I do know, what I've had on the air, is and talked about is a series of crimes that have been committed in the last 20 years, 30 years. And I've been on there doing research, starting my 13th year. Okay. Now, those stories, everything or most everything that I've touched is either still latent or is open wide open or is bursting like a volcano like Mount St. Helens and it blows up. They are stories that are never going to die because truth will out. And at any moment, you don't know. Now, this Mr. Steinberg has been told by the newspaper his tapes are a hoax, the movies, okay? So today he said, I'm going to name the two people from the Justice Department who saw them if they don't come forward. Mm-hmm. Now, if they come forward and saw them, then they existed, and he says there's other copies. So what is going on to happen in Washington? You and I can't guess. This filming has been going on for years. So and the power structure brings each other down. See, McCord was, 21 years with the FBI, CIA, in charge of the emergency service. Would you have ever dreamt, or I ever dreamt, after working 9 years on the Kennedy assassination, that James McCord's going to come forward? With Bernard Fencerwald, who headed the Committee to Investigate Assassinations, I couldn't predict that.
Well, I was just wondering, basically, if there's any room for optimism, because as you said in the last few weeks, even though Nixon, no one would have dreamt that Nixon would have been out the way he got out.
Yes.
And yet, what it did was only to bring another team in.
No, it brought in the Senate hearings, it brought in Korea Gate. Sure, they covered them up.
Well, we're sitting here with Reagan now, though.
Yeah, but you're going to get a Reagan Gate. Do you really think that Reagan is comfortable tonight? Do you think he's as comfortable as he was a month ago? If you don't think so, go out and buy the Newsweek with a picture of him, trouble, you know, in the White House.
Well, Reagan is just a small part of the power structure, though.
He's got a big...
Short of a mass movement.
But
like
he isn't...
Ellsberg.
See, I don't agree with you that he's a small part of the power structure, because if a justice dies and he makes an appointment, you'll be dead before that guy dies. See, he is not a small part. His appointments of John Layman in the Navy, Secretary of Navy, who wants to go to war against the Soviet Union tomorrow, and his appointments are so horrendous, his sleazy tricks, he's a very important part of it.
Well, I said that because the sense that I was formulating here from listening to you the past few weeks was that he was a pawn of some very, very powerful people.
He is
who are behind the scenes.
Absolutely, but while he is the president, he does their bidding.
Mm-hmm.
See,
in other words,
if you have a chessboard and you've got a king and I've got a queen, we're both moving them, but they mean more than a pawn.
Mm-hmm.
And who's ever hand when the game's over and somebody else moves it, if you're a better player than me and win and somebody takes you on, then the queen may take over the king. You know, I mean, in other words, somebody's moving these pawns, but they have them there as their front people. So as long as they're there, like his decision to escalate Central America today with a bloodbath. He's doing it for somebody, but he is the front man. See? Okay, well, listen.
Well, listen, let me give someone else a chance.
Okay.
And I'd like to pledge,
it's interesting to talk.
I'd like to pledge $5 to the state.
Oh, great. Okay.
And I look forward to seeing you at MPC.
Okay, I'll be there tomorrow night. The address here at the station is P.O. Box 2. It's Box 206, Pacific Grove, California, 93950. We'll hang up. Maybe we can get $5 a minute for the next 7 minutes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, does somebody else want to call and pledge $5 to the station? $5 every minute? Can we take 7 calls? Let's see what happens. I doubt it, but it wouldn't it be nice? The question of how you get rid of the forces of evil, there's the belief, like the Soviet Union, that you change the entire power structure. Oh, here's a pledge, maybe a question. Hello.
Hi, mate, it's Bob.
Yeah.
Did you notice in the this morning's Herald and probably other papers of the effort to establish diplomatic relations with the Vatican?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was, uh-huh, that's right.
Are you
We're going to have an embassy.
About?
It says because the Pope is so important politically, we have to open up an embassy for the Vatican.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that just paves the way for...
With Herman Abst, who is head of the Deutsche Bank, running the Vatican Bank.
Yeah, are you going to be discussing that later or maybe next week?
Not tonight, I guess, because there's been so much news, and I'll do it. But it's so... most people who follow World Watchers would pick that up. And if I went into the 1,000 top stories of the week, I probably... I'll get to it, but not tonight, but it is important.
Yeah, just that, of course, in the United States, we are trying to keep... somehow separate... The church from the state because of the history's proven that...
But did you see what Ronald Reagan said? He said, I think it'll work because we have about 100 Catholic congressmen.
Right.
What he didn't say is that William Casey is knighted by the Sovereign Military Order of Malta, the CIA director. William Clark has a knighthood, or Alexander Haig, or Vernon Walters, and Mr. Volper, and all the top people in the administration in the CIA and Defense Department are knighted with a loyalty to the Vatican that precedes the United States government. So the decision-making, those same people, it's more than Congress.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So he doesn't list the members of Knights of Malta that are dancing around him or put him in office for this purpose.
Right.
Yeah, and his brother was recently at the Vatican, remember, had on the program and raising money for Reagan's college. So if they're going to put a Reagan library and Reagan Institute into the college that he went to and his brother's a devout Catholic meeting with the Pope, then in return for having this great library, he has to do the Pope a favor and recognize the Vatican.
Well, it's just that I can anticipate such a... I mean, things are complicated now, but you start introducing religious terms and slogans into politics more than they are already.
Oh, yeah.
And we're really going to be into...
Oh, talk about religious slogans. What did I hear on the news coming over here that one of the products had to be taken off the air, a detergent?
Right.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, because it sounded like the Vatican had...
blessed it because it said concentrated.
Yeah, concentrated soap. They can't use that because when it says concentrated...
Because it's close to being consecrated.
Consecrated. They thought the Pope had blessed it. Well, that's as bad as kosher aluminum foil. Have you ever seen the articles on kosher food? They have kosher saran wrap and kosher aluminum foil and kosher brooms, you know. Okay, well, yeah, that is a serious thing, and
it is very serious.
Yeah, it is. And then Reagan said, well, I don't know how many countries recognize the Vatican as a country, but the Vatican doesn't recognize Israel as a country. They refuse to do that. They've never recognized Israel as a country. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's...
And the Saudi Arabian countries don't have Israel on the map. They call it, in the war room at the Pentagon, it's called occupied territory. In the United States war room, it's not considered Israel.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Okay, thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Concentrated is consecrated, and they're taking off that kind of soap, I think, Procter & Gamble, because people thought the Pope had blessed the soap. And so that's the way it goes. Now, if you have a pledge, we have about 3 more minutes before World Watchers begins. If you want to give a pledge to Kazoo, this is the time to do it and say, I appreciate the program, or I'll send you $1 a week. There's 20-cent stamp. So
I'll send you a $1.20 a week. That's the stamp and the dollar. And who would miss a dollar a week? I know that things are tough for a lot of people, but I don't know if it's that hard. And I know when there's a time period when the tower goes down or when I change stations after being another station for 11 years and people get frantic. Oh, what did we miss? And if they miss a program, they send $5 to get the cassette so that they don't miss a single program. So it's valuable to a lot of people. So there are a lot of people that subscribe, and there's others that could. And a dollar a week for those who don't isn't very much. If you enjoy listening, you can send it to Kazoo. It's P.O. Box 206, Pacific Grove, California, 93950. Or maybe you can send me a essay on why you don't think it's you need to send in a dollar a week. It would really, I think it would be great if this ever got started. I would like to see it. But that's up to you. I can't coax you. Radio is free, but everything costs something. Other radio stations have commercials, so it's not really free. They take your time and sell you a lot of junk in between, and you have to block it out, and then you get used to blocking, and then when the good things come on, you don't even get those. So try to think about sending just a dollar in an envelope. If 30 people did that every week that listen to World Watchers that haven't subscribed, regular subscribers, forget it. But people that haven't subscribed, send in a dollar a week. That'd be 30 a week. That'd be 120 a month just for one program. And if you can't afford to subscribe, you could try it that way and do that and take attention to the fact that they do need money at the station always.